huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Why people hate, in brackets, you. So I think the fear of ridicule and judgment and hate and criticism and trolling, I think this is a fear that stops most people starting or scaling a business, being an entrepreneur, moving forward in their life, putting themselves out there and really living and fulfilling their true mission. So I want to share with you four main reasons why people hate, in brackets, you, and three ways to deal with and solve hate. So the reason I've put in the title why people hate, in brackets, you, is because most of the time they don't hate you. And if you take hate personally, of course it's going to hurt, because who wants to be hated? No human being alive. We all want to be loved and appreciated for who we are. No matter how confident or assured we may seem, every human being on the planet wants to be loved and appreciated for who they are. And hate is the opposite of being loved and appreciated for who you are. So human beings will go to great lengths to avoid hate because it rejects who they are rather than is accepted for who they are. So you need to transcend the fear of judgment of others. Otherwise, when you fear the judgment of others, you play small and don't take risks in case someone hates you, and then you feel lost and lonely and ridiculed and the opposite of being appreciated for who you are. Four things, reasons people hate you, brackets you. Number one, they hate themselves. Number two, they failed where you're winning, or they envy what you have. Number three, they have either an inferiority or a superiority complex. And number four, something you did triggered what pain is held in them most of their life. Someone's just asked, what's my beauty secret? Oh, isn't that lovely? I don't know how to answer that one. I'm not usually lost for words, as you all know. So hate is rarely about you and usually about them. And if you remember that hate is rarely about you and usually about them, it all of a sudden makes it easier, more logical and common sense and understandable why there's hate and the purpose of hate, and therefore it affects you less. However, there is an instance why hate is relevant. And there is a benefit of hate. And I want to just get that out the way first, because it's important. Because if I say hate is never about you and it is always about them, some people are going to take this literally, act like a dick, get hate, and then someone's not about me, it's always about them, fuck you, fuck me. You know, you've got to be careful about that. So the purpose of hate is to challenge you to grow. Let me say that again. The purpose of hate is to challenge you to grow. It keeps you humble. It stops you being arrogant, complacent and cocky and superior. Because, look, you're probably not going to want to admit this, but let's just be real. If there was no consequence of any mistake or action that you took, no consequence, no one would judge you, there would be no downside, there was no such thing as a mistake, you would do whatever you want and you'd become naturally quite selfish, greedy, powerful, self-obsessed. You wouldn't be able to help it. It would just naturally happen. So people, why do people hate? Why can't people just be kind? If there was no hate, I'm 6'3". If there was no hate, there would be no accountability for humility, for kindness. You would be arrogant, cocky, complacent, superior, and the world doesn't need everyone to be like that. So criticism and hate
and feedback, the purpose is to keep you in balance and humbleize you when you're aggrandizing yourself or you're being complacent or lazy or you're taking your eye off the ball or whatever. So it actually serves you really well. So if you ever get any hate, say to yourself, what lesson am I supposed to learn? Where do I need to be humbleized or brought back into balance? Why is this a gift to me? Hate builds resilience in you. So hate is actually something that strengthens you. Well, it can weaken you if you don't allow it to strengthen you or you have the misperception of what hate actually is. So in that instance, hate is beneficial to you and hate can be your fault or your responsibility. Now, let's assume you are now going and acting in an ethical way that's kind to humanity and offers great value. And therefore, most people would argue, well, that doesn't require or there's no hate needed or doesn't seem fair that you would get hate for that. Let's make that assumption. You might notice I'm speaking just a little bit slower and a little bit less ranty. I've got some retainers in because I smashed one of my teeth back. So if you hear us a little bit of a lisp and you think there's something, yeah. Just letting you know, it spits everywhere as well. Okay, so the four reasons people hate. Number one, they hate themselves. So the universe is a mirror, I believe. The world, the universe, and people are a mirror. I believe what you project out, you receive back. If you're kind, you'll get kindness back. If you're unkind, you'll get unkindness back. If you value money, you'll get money back. If you value other things over money, you'll get that back. If you give to others, others will give to you. If you take from others, others will take from you. So people hate you because they hate themselves. And because they hate themselves, they can never love you because no one can love anyone if they hate themselves. That's just the way it is. And I feel sorry for those people and I want to help those people. And I know I can show those people another way. And we need to be the change we want to see in the world. So a lot of people with haters go, oh, fuck the haters. Why do the haters hate? Fuck you, haters. But if you want to have less hate in your world and in your life, then you need to respond to hate with love, to hate with kindness, to hate with challenge, elegant challenge, as opposed to hate with hate. Because a lot of people want the world to change, but they expect the world to change. Why won't everyone just stop hating? That's never going to stop any hate. In fact, the haters will just hate you more. Oh, stop moaning and complaining. Oh, you're a victim. Yada, 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 yada. So people who hate often, this is one of the four reasons, hate themselves. Not always, but often, because remember I said there's four reasons. I love the saying, kill them with kindness. Kill a hater with kindness. Or, by the way, I actually don't think anyone's a true hater. I think they hate from time to time. So, you know, I don't think anyone's got imposter syndrome. I just think from time to time people aren't confident. I don't think anyone is depressed by identity. I just think they do depression sometimes. It's funny, isn't it? Because you know when you're elated, you don't go, I'm an elated. People don't go, oh yeah, Rob's an elated, i.e. my identity is I'm elated. No one ever says that. But people will say you've got imposter syndrome or you're depressed and they'll label that like an identity. It's not an identity, it's an emotion. It's transient. It disappears. So actually, no one's a hater. People just hate sometimes. And I think if you seek to be the change you want to see in the world and you understand why people hate, then you can change the world hater at a time. One hater at a time. Rob Moore is changing the world one hater at a time. I need to write that down. That's good. Right, Rob Moore is changing the world. My haters will love that. One hater at a time. All right, great. So people hate themselves because the universe is a mirror. They'll project that out and they'll hate you. They don't hate you. They hate themselves. Kill them with kindness. Break the pattern. Sometimes I like to challenge my haters and critics. Sometimes I like to give them some feedback in and get them to think. So it's not always killing them with kindness. Sometimes it's killing them with truth or killing them with criticism back or accountability or getting them to think differently. Okay. I have empathy for people who hate themselves because I hate myself from time to time. I'm sure you've hated yourself from time to time. And then you don't take that personally because I think anything you understand, you don't take personally. Like if you really understood money, you wouldn't take it personally. You wouldn't blame other people. You wouldn't blame religion or billionaires or the government. You just understand how money works. So the more you understand humanity, the less you can, the more you can be empathetic with humanity. Okay, number two, they failed where you're winning or envy what you have. This is common. So I've seen a lot of my haters. They previously tried to do what I did and they didn't do very well at it. And now they want to bring me down because bringing someone down makes you feel more comfortable with your failings and flaws. It doesn't feel good if someone is more successful than you in something that you tried. So bringing them down makes you feel better about yourselves. So often your critics, trolls, haters, punks and wankers failed where you're winning or they envy what you have. And again, I don't hate someone for that. I understand how that feels. I know at times I've felt the green-eyed monster of envy. It's a human emotion. Every human being experiences and feels every human emotion. So again, killing them with kindness, being the change you want to see in the world, trying to help them move forward, I think is a good solution to that problem. But sometimes there isn't a solution. Sometimes, you know, I love the saying, never wrestle with a pig in shit. You both get covered in shit, but the pig loves it. It's one of my favorite quotes about critics. Never wrestle with a pig in shit. You both get covered in shit, but the pig loves it. Sometimes you just don't jump into the pit of shit with the pig because you're both covered in shit and they love it. So sometimes you just have to walk away and let it go. But to understand and be empathetic, one, I think it's a good frequency of energy. But two, it stops you getting sucked into the hate. Because if someone hates you and you hate them for hating you, you get sucked into the hate. You get pulled into the pit of shit with the pig. Doesn't serve you. Okay, number three reason why people hate. They have an inferiority or superiority complex, i.e. they think that they're not worthy of you, so they unconsciously criticize you to try and pull you down to their level, or they think they're better than you, so they suppress you down to elevate themselves. So this is all about levels. Pull you down or push you down. The gap between me and you is uncomfortable. You're bigger and better than me. That makes me feel uncomfortable and vulnerable about myself. Therefore, I need to pull you down to my level or push you down lower than my level. Inferiority or superiority complex. By the way, if you're finding this content useful, please share it. I think having the courage to be disliked, taking the responsibility for your own emotions and feelings and not have it affected by critics, trolls, haters, punks or wankers outside of you, and embracing the critics and the haters, I think this is one of the biggest subjects we should be talking about in start and scale up entrepreneurship and in putting yourself out there on social media and building a brand. Because let's be honest, if with kindness, you didn't give a shit what people thought about you, you gave zero fucks. They could say what they want, when they want, where they want, to who they want, and it wouldn't rock you from your vision and mission. If you could master that, you're mastering business. You know you are. Because every tough decision you'll just make, every right decision you'll just make, and all the things you've been suppressing, repressing, you've been scared to do, you'll go and do. Okay, so now someone with an inferiority complex probably didn't get enough attention and love. Someone with a superiority complex probably got too much attention and love. It's not their fault. That is how they were raised. And again, having empathy for the other person, no matter how unkindly they're behaving, immediately stops you getting sucked into that emotion. Because reacting to hate with hate or feeling negative emotions in reaction to hate, in the end, you end up in pain. It's like forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't really about the other person. It's about you liberating the feeling of anger. Okay, and then number four reason why people hate you is you trigger in them what's already hurt. So you say or do something, it reminds them of something that happened that their parents did to them or when they were growing up or someone screwed them over. You know, some people, if they failed in real estate or got screwed over in real estate, as soon as they see me talking about real estate, that's an instant scab pick trigger for them. There's someone who's kind of an okay guy. He's, you know, well, no, that's a big judgment. Let me say, he comes across as kind of okay and we've had some good interactions. But he gets triggered by me a lot and criticizes me a lot. And he actually revealed that a millionaire screwed him over in his perception. I mean, I don't know if that's a fact, but he revealed that. So because I am one, I just picked the scab in him. And as soon as he told me that, even though he was being a bit offensive towards me, I immediately had empathy and understood where he was coming from. And therefore, it didn't bother me anymore. Okay, so you will often trigger what's hurt or unfulfilled or unresolved or baggage in other people. And that's definitely not on you. That's on them. So again, if you have sympathy and empathy that some people have had a difficult upbringing or they've got experiences which have created negative associations with business success or the products and services that you offer, you know it's not about you, it's about them. So let me remind you that most people hate you, not because of you, but because of them. Unless you are acting in a loose, flippant and careless way, in which case hate is good and you need it because it keeps you regulated and balanced and humbleized, stops you being cocky, arrogant and complacent. Four reasons people hate is they hate themselves, they failed where you're winning, they envy what you have, they have an inferiority or superiority complex and want to pull you down to their level or push you down below their level, or you trigger what's hurt in them. Okay, now I want to tell you the three ways to deal with hate. Ignore, engage, empathize. There's three choices, I believe. Ignore, engage, empathize. Now, a lot of people say, oh, ignore the haters. But actually, they're pretty good for your viral reach. They're very good for increasing the commentary on your social media. They can force you to grow, to transcend your feelings of... Like, if a hater hurts you, you haven't transcended that yet. You haven't owned that or mastered that challenge, and that's going to keep repeating itself on you. And what a lot of people do is try and avoid the hate, but it just chases you because the universe wants you to grow. Humanity needs you to grow. So if you hid from hate and conflict, and then you got never offered any more hate or conflict ever again, you wouldn't grow, you would devolve. Humanity needs you to evolve. So when you hide from something, you keep getting more of it in different forms until you master it, until you transcend it, until you grow through it. So ignoring the haters doesn't actually help you grow through it. It can give you peace of mind, and that can be really important, by the way. So by the way, if you get hurt easily, or if you need a weekend off, or you just need some time to think and feel and be, sometimes it is good to ignore the haters. If you've got having some, you know, mental health and emotional challenges, it is good to ignore the haters. But that won't go away. The only way criticism goes away is if you say nothing, be nothing, do nothing, a la Aristotle. The only way to avoid criticism, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. Which, of course, as a start and scale up entrepreneur, someone who wants to make more money, make a difference, be disruptive, change the world, get ahead, that's not going to work. But temporary ignoring can be good for your emotional well-being. I tend to not like to deal with a lot of it on the weekends or when I'm with my kids because I don't want to be distracted. But ignoring the haters doesn't make them go away. So I just want to challenge this. A lot of people say, ignore the haters. It doesn't. If you don't go to martial arts class, you don't get your black belt. You can't avoid sparring. You can't avoid being thrown on the mat. You can't avoid being tapped out. So sometimes ignoring the haters is actually not the best way to do it. So two is engage. So ignore, engage, empathize. These are the three solutions proactively to deal with haters. Engage. Ask them, what do you mean by wanker? Please, could you explain where you did your research to come to that conclusion about me or my... my content, and engage with them and get a good sub thread going, and then you'll get reach and virality. And by the way, people don't usually remember what your haters say about you. They just found you through a hater. So I often think engaging with them is good. It depends though. Remember the saying, never wrestle with a pig in shit. You both get covered in shit, but the pig loves it. So if you can see you're going to get buried into this big, mountain or swamp of shit, and you know you're never going to win, then maybe you ignore or block those people. Now, you know, proper trolls, you should block them and report them. Trolling is illegal, and I know people who've committed suicide from that or part of that. So I was talking to Caroline Flack over Instagram DMs, you know, in the months leading up to her suicide, and it's definitely a case that the trolls and the haters played a part. It's never usually one thing. Often people say, oh, well, they commit suicide because of this. It's often not one thing. But if they're proper haters or trolls, I would block them. I would report a troll. Trolling is illegal now, definitely in the UK anyway. So what's the greatest hate comment you've ever received? I would love to cut off Rob Moore's head and boil it in a vat of piss. Rob Moore is what's known as a dick rider. Dick riding isn't an official sport. Were dick riding an official sport, Rob Moore would surely hop on for a ride. Someone called me a K-U-N-T. I'm not a C-U-N-T. I'm next level shit. I'm a K-U-N-T. So there's just three little nice thank you letters I've had from my haters. Yes, in the UK, the law has changed around trolling. And that's taken way more seriously. And that is now criminal, not civil, I believe. Do your own research. But it's definitely the law has changed around trolling.
Okay, if you're getting defamation, i.e. it could damage the reputation of your business or your brand, you might want to go with a lawyer's letter. Now, be careful of the costs. Be careful with getting in the swamp of shit with the pig. However, sometimes you block them, sometimes you report them. If you can get the IP address of a troll, you can report them to the police. And I would definitely do that, because trolling is wrong. Criticism is not wrong. By the way, some people say, oh, fuck the haters. But actually, they weren't haters, they were critics. But you just now turned them into a hater. Remember, the universe is a mirror. So, ignore, block, report. Engage if they're not really serious and get your algorithms going wild. Or empathize. So remember the three ways to deal with: ignore, engage, empathize. So when you seek to understand what's going on and if they're okay and what's troubling them and what you're triggering in them, don't do it in a patronizing way. I've seen people do that. Oh, you must be hurt. Did you have a bad childhood? Fuck off! You know, so be careful not to come across patronizing. But empathy, even if you say nothing, but you just empathize and you just think, oh, I know where they're at. And, you know, I'm not taking that personally. And I hope they're okay. And I hope nothing really bad is going on in their lives. You know, all bullies were bullied. I don't think anyone thinks there's a bully that wasn't bullied. So, you know, maybe they're just repeating a pattern from when they grew up. So solving the hate doesn't come from them. It comes from you. Be the change you want to see in the world. Don't respond to hate with hate. Respond with kindness, with elegance, with discussion, with debate, with a desire to seek clarification, and sometimes with challenge. I like to challenge my critics. It's quite funny because critics and haters don't like being challenged, even though they're challenging you. Some irony there. Okay, cool. I hope you found this useful. Please do share this around, because I'll tell you why. I believe if you did not worry about what anyone thought about you, I believe you would be more successful. I believe you would make decisions that are right for you and, you know, for your clients and communities and the people around you. I believe you'd be more bold, more courageous. I believe you'd take more risks. Like, imagine this. Imagine if the big decisions you want to make right now and the things you're really scared about, you got one free trump card where you could take action and do something and no one would criticize, judge, ridicule, or say anything about it. No one would. You could just do it with no judgment. What would that be? I bet you it's a more brave and courageous decision than you're already making. So actually, all hate and criticism is about how you perceive it. Even if it's not fair, even if it's defamatory or unkind, be the change you want to see in the world. I hope you found this useful. Let's change the world one hater at a time. Rob Moore's new vision. Rob Moore is changing the world one hater at a time. Thanks, everyone, for all the kind comments. I'll catch you later. I've got to go because I'm doing a presentation to some of my trainers. Love you all. Remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. By the way, if you're watching on TikTok, make sure you listen to my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. You can just find The Disruptive Entrepreneur on any podcast-related channel. I think we're nearly 800 episodes now. I have a billionaire-ess coming soon. Woo! I'm close to securing one of the biggest celebrities in the world. And also, if you're listening on The Disruptive Entrepreneur, hello there! Follow me on TikTok. I'm doing a lot more TikTok lives now. There's many of you listening to me across the world. I'm listening to in 204 countries, tens of millions of downloads and subscribers to my podcast. Many of you I've not met yet. I've not seen on social media. I can't engage with you. Don't hide. Come and play. I'm not a hater. I challenge you. Cool. So thanks for tuning in. Please do make sure you share this content. If you're listening on the podcast, just get a link and put it on your social media and say, hey, look, this piece of content will really help you and help others. And if you're watching on my TikTok live, when you join my TikTok lives, please just hit the share button. That's, you know, people often say, hey, Rob, you give loads of great content. How can I help you? Well, of course you can buy all my shit. I like Lamborghinis. I like Patek Philippe's, but I guess that's not going to happen. So in the real world, just share my content when you find it useful. That's all I ask. So thank you very much for tuning in. I gotta go. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.